This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ron McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh,
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping, seizures, various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this is the hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, from farm to track. Wait a second, what is that? I thought it was farm to table. We're going to learn about that, taking it up a notch. That's right, a few more horsepower on eating well. We also have Dave Herman from the American Kratom Association. What has the FDA been up to in terms of cracking down on kratom, even though it's not needed? Could there be some standards that are rising, though, because of the threats? We'll see if there's some good stuff that can come out of that. But first and foremost, my favorite daily oil. Coconut oil, that is. Coconut oil. According to a Harvard professor, so you know it must be true. Coconut oil is pure poison. I should be, well, not here, based on that statement. I gotta love the Harvard guys for trying, though. All those years of coconut oil, it's pure poison. I'm like, is pure poison really? Explain that to me.
Exaggerate much?
A little. Pure poison.
What?
Well, you know, if coconut oil is pure poison, what does that make vaccines? Coconut oil. And right, we've talked about coconut oil because, whoa, it's saturated fat. But it's awesome. We've had news story after news story based on peer-reviewed literature, much less clinical observation, of coconut oil being critical for reversing or reducing severity of dementia, neurological degradation. It's a critical part of all of my neurodegradation reversal protocols, coconut oil. And, you know, this headline here on Newsweek, coconut oil is pure poison, says Harvard professor. Is this clickbait? Is this for real? Is this a joke? Let's look at Polynesian and Caribbean cultures, where coconuts and coconut oil have been part of the cultures for thousands and thousands of years. These people should have died off eons ago. How do you say that? And what does that say about Harvard professors that can make that claim? Maybe we could send this guy to school with Paul Offit, and they can go and dance and compare notes on how much you can inject vaccines, how many thousands you can give to kids, and then never give them coconut oil, because that's the toxin, not what's in a vaccine. So this woman the person writing this article is Kashmira Gander. That's not the person who's saying it, is it? I think it's Karen Michaels that's saying it.
Professor of the Department of Epidemiology at Harvard, T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Yeah. That is Karen Michaels, yes.
So she said,
who spells her name really weird. You notice that?
Michael,
both names, Karen and Michaels, are both spelled strangely.
She probably did the fire challenge to her brain.
Or her parents did anyway. Yeah.
Something's up with this. She says, regardless of the advice peddled by unqualified and self-appointed online health gurus, She's talking about us because I don't appoint myself to be that. Consuming coconut oil carries a raft of health risk. A raft of health risks. Right. Put me on a raft with coconut oil, I guess, right? Yeah, it's a raft.
Yeah.
According to a translation by Business Insider Deutschland. Remember when we couldn't say Deutschland?
Yes.
That's Germany, for those of you in Washington, D.C. In her lecture, Coconut Oil and Other Nutritional Errors, Michelle Zermichels explains the substance poses a greater risk to heart health than lard, as it is almost entirely made up of saturated fatty acids.
Eating a teaspoon of coconut oil is the same as eating a teaspoon of lard, according to her.
You know, my favorite quote, and there are many from Cheech and Chong movies, I think there was a quote where they were passing somebody by, I don't know if it was at 5 miles an hour, and they looked back and they said, bye-bye, lard aspirin. Not aspirin, but you know what I'm saying? I just remember that. One of those lines I just remember. And so I've repeated that often in my day if I pass somebody. Hopefully they don't know what I'm saying, and it's all in jest. I'm just kidding. Saturated fats. Okay, so this is a Harvard professor that believes saturated fats are the cause of cardiovascular disease. That's whatever you got, it's a degree. You have not the intelligence God gave you if you can't read the peer-reviewed literature and realize saturated fat does not cause heart disease, is not the cause of clogged arteries. It's the inflammation that precedes it. And in fact, the healthy saturated fats, including those in coconut oil, can reduce inflammation that would bring on the need for the body to use saturated fat and cholesterol to save your life, to help you live long enough to one day have a heart attack. I can't believe I'm having to say this to a Harvard professor. But no, I'm a self-appointed online health guru.
You are, and unqualified, my friend.
I'm highly unqualified.
Here. Highly unqualified.
Highly unqualified.
Yeah.
So highly unqualified, I use CBD, not THC. Wait a second. That's not as high. Oh, my gosh.
You know, you were talking, listen, people have been talking about, that's a good example, CBD and THC for years and years and years and years, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of these unqualified, self-appointed online health gurus, right?
Yeah.
You know, 40 years later, right, after they've been fighting to try and get this stuff legalized, now you've got everybody in the world, right, you know, talking about, oh, look, oh, wow, CBD and THC and da-da-da-da-da, yeah. You know, you don't have to be, quote, qualified to be able to understand science. And that is just the thing that is so frustrating, that these guys, these numbnuts from Harvard, you know, I am $250,000 in debt, so I could get this piece of paper, so therefore I can be the one to tell you that coconut oil is bad for you.
Well, here they go again with LDL. Didn't I mention that last hour, LDL, low-density lipoproteins? It's not bad cholesterol. I just want people to stop it with this good and bad cholesterol. I really do. And I've got friends of mine that are still hoodwinked by this. And I send them to the thincs.org webpage. And that's the International Cholesterol Skeptics. All right? You want to read a good skeptic group? They're actually using science as their alibi. They're not trashing you because they're just, you know, dogmatic diehards of the anti-cholesterol variety. But there's a paragraph here in this Newsweek article. Following an analysis of over 100 studies dating back to the 1950s, researchers concluded saturated fats raise so-called bad cholesterol, or LDL. Coconut oil was found to spike LDL levels in 7 controlled trials out of all of that. Who gives a flip? Now, the question is, what really caused the LDL to spike? It wasn't saturated fats. It was trans fats. Motor oil, basically the margarine, the push on margarine, the push on artificial, the vegetable fats, the vegetable oils that are not shelf stable, that are not stable at high heat. They were hydrogenated and they created such inflammation within the vascular tract. That was the primary cause of cardiovascular disease in the 20th century when they started telling people to abandon butter and lard. And this lard aspirin from Harvard is still falling prey to the motor oil industry to tell you you should be eating that stuff instead of good saturated fats from clean animal sources and vegetable sources in the case of coconut oil. I dispute this Harvard professor. She's a numbnut. She's a numbnut. But then again, she's not alone. We have another article here on Reuters. Big, big bad media, playing it again. This is where I say the mainstream media, when it comes to health, assume that it's wrong. when they publish something, unless you can independently validate that it's right. Or even half right, take the half right, chunk the rest. Because the half wrong could kill you when you don't understand the context. Here's the latest push for more cholesterol-lowering medication. They won't give up, folks. Moderate, quote, bad cholesterol levels tied to early death for healthy people. Okay, what's wrong with this? One of these things is not like the other. Healthy people. How do you define healthy people? How does cholesterol kill healthy people? It doesn't. It keeps you alive long enough to one day have a heart attack because you didn't know that the things you were putting into your body, toxins, heavy metals, you were chronically dehydrated, you were under emotional stress or burdens you weren't dealing with adequately. You had abandoned the endocannabinoid system like before we even knew we had one. They caused us to do when they banned the cannabis plant. A healthy person, yeah, okay, I can give you that in terms of a heart attack because you could have lived to 120 if not for the getting hit by a heart attack bus. It's not the same kind of disease, even though it has the same cause. It's not the same kind of disease as cancer, as a chronic disease. Cardiovascular disease is ultimately an injury, a traumatic injury, that when you can't get blood flow through the artery, there's a heart attack, a massive die-off of cells because they no longer get the oxygen. But for you to say it's an early death for healthy people, I have to redefine healthy people. Even though you were probably healthier than someone with cancer, the fact is if you've got coronary artery occlusions, it's not because of cholesterol levels, it may be because your liver is toxic. And that could cause aberrant levels of cholesterol, but even then, if your arteries were clean and clear, the LDL just doesn't stick to make you mad. There has to be inflammation, there has to be injury. There has to be something there to cause it to go there. There's an intelligence that man apparently at Harvard, and according to this article, man doesn't have. Because it's still trying to say, get on a statin drug. The only reason people are alive past the age of 45 is because of Effexor and Crestor. And it's ridiculous. It's dubious. It's so dangerous. Cholesterol-lowering medication, the stupidest drug on planet Earth. It's a class of drugs. And if you're not already stupid, when you get on them, you will be, because it'll destroy your brain and nervous system by lowering the very thing that keeps you young, healthy, vital, viable, and your cognitive abilities intact well into what they call old age. Stop it with LDL is bad. Start embracing heart-healthy fats, including saturated fats that don't cause heart disease because they're not loaded with heavy metals, pesticides, glyphosate, etc. Do I need to say more?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you ever miss the show, no worries. We've got archives galore all over the World Wide Web, including right here at GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNlive.com. They're the first to have it on board. Then after that, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and now YouTube. And, of course, Super Don has been keeping the YouTubes going even when I can't go live or I'm traveling cross-country. Very impressive, but he's got a very special care package coming his way. And he's going to be saying, yeah, there's going to be profuse thank yous coming from you in a few days when it arrives.
Now, man, you really got me on the edge of my seat here.
Because I didn't know we had some of the stuff that we're sending you. That was a surprise that we found it in the move, yeah. So it's going to be awesome. And I just can't wait. Very excited about that for you. And I know how much you appreciate this. So
I do.
It's the little things that we get to do for each other that mean a lot. And this is almost, I'm more excited than you are probably. I was just thrilled.
Yeah, it's like that Christmas thing, right? When you give somebody a package and you're like just more, probably more excited than they are.
You know, I can't open the package. I can't open it. Hurry, open it. I can't wait to see. Right? It's kind of like when I wanted to see Tony Jimenez open the durian and eat and see that face. I understand why the national sport in Thailand is to watch that. Anyway, listen, I'm just off all on all different things. I'm just happy also that Dave Herman is back from the American Kratom Association. Kratom has just been taking barbs and hits from the Fear and Death Administration. They don't like it. We like it. We utilize it. I endorse it, and I think everybody should have access to it for a lot of reasons. We'll go into some of them. But, Dave, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's good to be on board with you, my friend, because you're doing good work to try and defend Americans' access to this plant from Asia that is proving to be a very powerful option for those that are suffering from pains, even opiate addictions, getting off of them. And I mentioned, I don't know if it was, you've been on since last time. My son had a couple more wisdom teeth removed. He was able to use CBD kratom, a little bit of silver. That wasn't for the pain, but just to prevent infection, and no drugs after the surgery. No drugs, not even ibuprofen. And so the power of these plants, and my son, he was 17, 18 at the time. No problem. He's not addicted. It's awesome. The stuff's great. Yeah. I don't know where that music is coming from, Super Don. Oh, is that right? We are talking.
No.
We're back?
Everybody, yeah.
We were all good. I don't know what was going on GCN site. See, this could be FDA sabotage, right? They talk about censorship. They don't want kratom getting out there. They don't want you to know it because no more opioid sales. There's a lot of things that kratom can take out of the pharmaceutical marketplace. And it's not because we're forcing them out. It's like giving people options, giving people the freedom that they deserve, by God, to choose plants over synthetic pharmaceutical substances that are the third leading cause of death. Weird. That's very strange. Well, we're going out broadcasting through YouTube for some reason. John's saying that we're not sending down to GCN. Somehow audio is not going out.
Can you hear us talking, John? Hello?
Can you hear us talking, John?
Can you hear us talking?
Yeah. Well, that's weird. Because, like I said, we're on. There's no sign that we're not on, so I don't know. Again, I
have everything seems normal on this side. People are talking.
Dave, does this happen often when you do radio?
You know, I think it's an FDA plot for sure.
Yeah. Bizarre what's going on. We're going to have to troubleshoot our connection with GCN. You did.
Just look up the satellites in the sky.
Yeah. Well, in fact, they do send this up to the satellite and back down to radio stations around the country. So, yeah, there is satellite involvement, unless there was a massive solar flare that no one told me about today as well. So, listen, we're gonna take a break in just a minute here. And, Dave, I apologize for the shortness or brevity of this one, but we'll have time to go into it because two things I want to talk with you about when we come back from the break. One are the standards, launching some standards for the kratom industry, right? And that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. I think that's all good. And then, of course, let's understand what the FDA is doing to try and sabotage the market, the free market for kratom. There are good people out there getting off of bad things because of this plant, and I want you all to know about it. I don't sell any. I don't make any money off of kratom, but I stand up for creation and the plants of creation. Read about it in the Bible. It's all there. You can use it, too. Don't let the Fear and Death Administration stop you. We'll be back with more of Kratom on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Ooh. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dave Herbin, American Kratom Association. Let's get into the thick of this. We know the FDA doesn't want competition to drugs. They are a captured regulatory agency. This has been going on for a lot of years. We have attorneys on this show that we have, including Jonathan Ebord, has done battle and even beaten them, but then they tend to ignore even the court rulings. So we have to have the people, like with cannabis, like with CBD, to overwhelm on the federal level. There's nullification at the state level. And we have had success. We now have 32 states plus the District of Columbia that have told the feds to pound sand on cannabis. We're going to have similar circumstances. It's not all going to be happening at the federal level here. But tell me strategically, what can you reveal to my audience that wants to make sure Kratom is available?
Well, don't be quiet, number one. We are tomorrow sending a petition to the new DEA head, Dillon, with 40,000 signatures we've gathered in less than 5 days, telling them to abandon FDA's claims and send back to them their eight-factor analysis for redoing because it's not true. In simple terms, the FDA is telling fantasies, and the problem with their fantasies is they never end with they lived happily ever after. That's not their intention. So they're manipulating data. They're just not telling the truth. Previously with you, I told you about the FDA adverse event reporting system, FAIR.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In the FAIR system, they claimed 44 Kratom-related deaths in 6 years, and I'd have given that a safety award. But now Gottlieb has admitted that 17 of those deaths were probably not related to Kratom. They've known that for a year and a half, and they admitted it now because we're calling them out on it.
Right.
So we had a white paper done by Dr. Jane Babin, and the white paper, with full footnotes, you can check anything that's in it, establishes clearly how bad the FAIR's database really is. We found one death that was in there twice under two different case numbers, and you guess that could happen. But how about the fact that the ingredients found in the tox report is different in the two different case numbers on the same death?
Yeah.
In one of them, the ingredient that really probably caused the death is something called pink, U47700. In the other one, pink wasn't even listed, and it was metrogynine, the active ingredient in Kratom, that purportedly caused the death. I mean, they have got 44 nonsense statements. And we've gone through them one at a time. We've explained them one at a time. And it's not true.
Well, and they've got a complicit mainstream media with the same pharmaceutical conflicts of interest. It's regulatory capture, but it's also media capture. Because if 50, 60, 70 or more percent of your revenue comes from a particular product line, being big pharma, anything that competes with that is not going to get positive or even neutral publicity. They're going to try to attack it and play along.
Well, a lot of that has happened. The other thing we get is a lot of people who mean well and believe their government. And so when medical examiners are told about this deadly Kratom and told be on the lookout for, well, they do an autopsy, they find some Kratom, and they go, that's the stuff I was told about. It's killing people. No, it's not. It's not killing anybody. They cannot find one reference death for Kratom.
Well, and on the opposite side of the thing, they're told what not to look for. Well, I talked about vaccine injury, right? And they say specifically, no, vaccines don't do that. So even if it's staring them in the face, they were told and programmed, no, it's not that. So even if you have a medical degree, you can be, in fact, you may be more easy to program. That's what we've learned over the years here. And the interesting thing about cannabis, perhaps Kratom as well, is that you're less likely to be programmed if you're utilizing these substances. So, folks, there's good news here. There's the American Kratom Association. There are good folks out there on the retail level trying their level best to get you good products. What about the issue of standards, right? I don't believe government standards are often actually adequate or even the best, that the industries that want to thrive have much more vested interest in putting good standards out there, you know, legitimate players, so to speak. Have you put out some kind of guidelines for folks to plug into?
On the 20th of this month, we put out the AKA standards, which is a certification program that we're developing and will have it in execution by November 15th. It is an in-depth set of standards that creates the self-regulation for the Kratom industry that proves that we're responsible adults acting in a responsible manner. That's the purpose. We want the consumer to be safe above and beyond anything else. And when we have vendors that will adhere to the standards, and that includes third-party independent testing. There are a number of issues that we've dealt with specifically, including current CGMP, current general manufacturing
procedures. Good manufacturing practices, yeah.
Yeah. We want all of that as part and parcel of this because at the end of the day, the weirdest thing to us is there's a role for FDA. There really is. But the role isn't trying to ban this product. The role is providing the guidelines necessary for extracts, adulterations, tinctures, anything that manipulates the product. But the product itself, which is raw leaf and powder, they should not touch. It's not in their purview, and they shouldn't be involved in it.
You said it right. You did. And by the way, folks, we got the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the article about the standards that Dave's talking about. If you want to look into the Kratom Association, it's American Kratom, kratom.org. And, of course, the FDA, we have that story on Natural Blaze, report showing FDA manipulating and ignoring science on Kratom. Nothing new here. Again, they've been captured by the pharmaceutical industry. Kratom, CBD, all of these things pose a risk to the future sales of the industry that, you know, actually funds a lot of their work at FDA. And, in fact, many people higher up at FDA, if they're really nice to the industry they're regulating, they leave FDA and get really cushy jobs with six, seven-figure incomes. It's incredible. That's called the revolving door. So we're up against a lot here, Dave. You know it. And you've got to be smart about how you're going about it. I think, you know, the idea of setting standards is excellent. The idea of getting people riled up and making their commentary known. I think the other thing is going in on the state level and pushing back by a 10th Amendment nullification. It's worked for cannabis. It can work for Kratom.
Well, I happen to be a 10th Amendment guy also. And we've had in the last year 12 states that attempted a ban because of the disinformation coming from the alphabet agencies. Mm-hmm. And we have been successful in knocking back those bans in all 12 states by the simple idea of presenting the science. We work closely with a large group of scientists. And as the information comes out, we're perfectly willing to live with it. And our biggest argument is we want FDA to live with the science also. You know, that's
how unreasonable
meets the road.
Yeah. Asking an organization that people perceive is invested in science and legitimacy in terms of protecting the foods and the drugs that they take, finding out that, in fact, they are a corrupt organization, part of the bureaucratic oligarchy that Jonathan Emore talks about, designed to protect the industry they are supposed to be regulating. And rather than protecting us from that industry, they are protecting that industry from the people they harm. Kratom is an amazing, amazing plant substance used right in the clean quality. Good, you know, as we were talking about, good quality. We don't want anything adulterated, right? This plant is amazing. And I have to say, from my own personal use, family use, and my friends at Healthy Buddha there in Mount Dora and around the Orlando area, there are probably others that have set up these little shops where people can go in and get the Kratom, have some tea, enjoy each other's company. But it's been a powerful adjunct for people dealing with many things, pain, addiction, and more that we have yet to discover.
Well, and we try to avoid the medical claims, but on a personal level, I got hurt pretty badly in a fall not too long ago. And I just loaded up on Kratom. And that helped with the pain, and that's really what I was doing it for. But when I went to the doctor, my typical blood pressure on medication is about 135 to 140 over about 90. That's normal for me. So I go in to be checked after my fall, and my blood pressure is 100 over 80. And I come back 2 weeks later, and my blood pressure is 110 over 78. I haven't seen numbers like that in decades. The only thing different in my regimen was taking Kratom.
Yeah.
So does that prove it? No, but it proves it to me.
Well, yeah, it's significant. I mean, you know your system. You know what you're on, what you're not on. You follow along and you do one thing differently and you see a change. It is, in your case, statistically significant, right? Because it's you. And we have covered, interesting, fascinatingly enough, the larger the data set, the less likely it is to apply accurately to the individual. And that's why I talk against medical collectivism. That ultimately we're each unique. Not everybody uses the same dose of CBD, for goodness sake. Not everybody does well on THC, right? Some people need both. Everybody has unique needs, and you have to find out. There are different strains of Kratom. You got to find out what works for you, or maybe for some people it doesn't work. But that's nature. We have things, we should have access to them, so we don't have to resort to the life-threatening synthetic opioids that are proven to be deadly, dangerous, addictive, etc., yet approved by the Fear and Death Administration while attacking Kratom. This is ridiculous.
The single biggest factor in Kratom safety, and it's the biggest one, when you have opioid overdose death, typically, not 100%, but typically, you're going to find there was respiratory depression or suppression. And they suffocate. That's what happens.
Right. They stop breathing. It's just so overwhelming to their system. Yeah.
There is zero respiratory depression noted with kratom.
That is why, folks.
It's a classic opioid.
Yeah, exactly. No. They can't. But if people don't speak up, they get away with it. You know, why you're here on the radio show, you're helping me speak up about a plant that I think needs to be defended on this planet, in this country where this broadcast originates, wherever around the world. I know it primarily grows in Asia, I think Southeast Asia. I wish if there was right environs to grow it in the United States, that would be awesome.
That's going to happen also. There's one message for your audience that's terribly important. In this world, silence equals agreement. And historically, that's always been true. Mm-hmm. So if you believe that this is important, tell somebody, call somebody, get involved. This is not, and I said this on your show previously, this mm-hmm. isn't Dave's fight. It's all of our fight.
Yes,
I
it
just
is.
Happen to be in the front of it. But I'm useless without the people that are behind.
Yeah.
Don't be quiet. Silence is agreement, and they do not agree.
They came for the kratom, and I didn't say anything because I didn't take kratom.
You remembered, huh?
Yeah. And, of course, you know, at that point, what are you left with? Opioids? Opiate drugs? Really? That's a slaughter. It's a wholesale slaughter of the American people for the FDA to approve that and to attack kratom, much less cannabis, which is still considered a Schedule I drug via treaty, even though it's ludicrous and the U.S. holds patent on forms of cannabidiol for diseases, ailments, illnesses.
Well,
kratom as well, my friend.
Look at the search we've lost, Robert, over the last two decades into cannabis that could have saved people. Look what
happened with
cannabinoid oil for epilepsy. We don't want two decades of kratom research not being done because someone threw us back into opioids away from something that kept us off of the opioids.
All right, Dave, thank you. American Kratom Association. Y'all check it out. Links are in the show notes at Robert Scott Bell. Speak up! We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. And link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10 at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, got my Echo Water flowing in. Y'all go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook. You also have Better Way Health's Beta 1 3D Glucan, nature's most amazing immune modulator. Beta Glucan, you can get it betterwayhealth.com/radio. Also, upcoming events, the Trinity Conference, Trinity Live. This is like the Health Freedom Expo of 2018, happening September 22nd and 23rd. Chris Barr, not a doc, is going to be there with me. We're going to have a great time, and a lot more people. Jeffrey Smith, it's going to be awesome. Schaumburg, Illinois, 22nd, 23rd of September. Not Dearborn, Michigan. I'm looking at this Super Don, and I think you've got part of what we just had in Dearborn on the same line as the Trinity Conference. That's funny. International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress, October 19th through the 22nd in Orlando, Florida. Doctors, non-doctors, herbalists, homeopaths, iridologists, all unite to get together for a few days in Orlando. Good time to be there, and I hope to see you there. Y'all check it out. It's in the show notes. More upcoming RSB events. Every day we've got them updated if there is an update to be had. Finally, let's go to the races. I'm not a big car. I'm a car guy. I like cars. I appreciate them from when I was younger, and I can appreciate looking at old classic cars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been into watching race cars. Were you? I mean, NASCAR's big, and I don't knock it, but it just... I don't find it that interesting. I'd rather be in the car.
I agree with you. My opinion is that you do have some people who are just into it. Okay, yeah. For whatever reason, you know, they're mechanics. They're big on racing. The whole idea of building a car from the ground up, being in the pit crew, you know, the challenge of going up against, I get it, but it doesn't interest me. I think a lot of people fall in the category that I do, where it's like you watch the NASCAR race not because you want to watch a car drive around in a circle 500 times, because you want to see... See the guy wreck, right? You know, crash, boom, bam, you know. It's kind of like people who watch hockey. You know, it's like, oh, the puck is going into the net. Oh, that, you know, okay, sure, I get it. Scoring, yep, it's part of the game stuff. But a lot of people watch hockey because they want to see the fights, right? They want to see the guys beating each other up.
Well, I was thinking, too, about being at a racetrack. You know, I've seen motorcycle racing up front.
That is, you know what,
different.
There is something to be said about that, for sure. Yeah, just being there with the sound and the cars going by and the you know, the smell
of the
burnt high octane, rubber
right?
And oh yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
I think I found a way to get me to go to a racetrack. I think I found the way. Huh. And it involves my heroes at the Rodale Institute. Apparently, you know, there's farm to table, now there's farm to track. If you got organic food being delivered and grown adjacent to a racetrack, and this is what they're feeding you in the stands, I'm like, okay, you got me interested now. To be able to go to an event and eat well instead, you know, obviously you're going to be breathing in some carbon monoxide if you're close enough, but you can counteract it with the selenium in the soil that's coming in through the food that's grown organically. And so that's what's happening. The granddaughter of the founder of the Pocono Raceway, aims to add farm to track to the lexicon, and Pocono Organics, they broke ground last week on a 50-acre regenerative farm next to the racetrack in Monroe County, Tunkhannock Township in Monroe County. Quote from this, what started out as a lifestyle and health choice for my family and I became a larger mission when I thought about how we could utilize our land to grow organic food to help others, create jobs in our community, and ultimately become an example of what a fully sustainable, regenerative organic farm could be. That's Ashley Walsh, president of Pocono Organics. The farm on Long Pond Road is part of an initiative to make the Pocono Raceway more sustainable. Dude, just like the organic race team. Remember Kevin and Michelle? They had a zero carbon footprint for their organic race team. Taking it to the organic food level. The farm on Long Pond Road, part of an initiative to make it more sustainable, while the farm is going to provide organic food for the track, and the return of a compostable material. Ah, this is awesome. All right. So my goal now, if it's still running next year, maybe I can make it to the Pocono Raceway and broadcast. And have
Dude, that would be kind of cool.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? And maybe they're going to grow some organic cannabis. We can get some CBD from it. That would be cool.
There you go.
Look, I'm excited now. I'm into race car driving once again, folks. Not only the organic race team, but Pocono Raceway. And organic farm to car track, racetrack, table food. All right, folks, hope you had a lot of fun. I did, standing up again. The energy's flowing. I still got some work to do in this environment here, but we're getting there. We're getting there, and it's raining in the desert once again. Okay, who would have thought it? We'll be back tomorrow going outside the box with my buddy TMB. It was bonus time in Michigan with him. But we got him back tomorrow because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.